From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate has voted to reopen the federal government. The lawmakers voted early today to renew the government's funding just a few hours after the government was shut down. Before that, Republican Senator Rand Paul held up the spending bill and explained his opposition.
Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
House of Representatives must now agree to the deal. Democrats blocked a stopgap spending bill, you'll remember, in January, triggering a three-day partial federal government shutdown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the years-long civil war in Syria after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government forces who had attacked coalition-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. SDF headquarters were attacked, but government troops retreated under heavy fire. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, said Washington would, in his words, bring maximum pressure to bear on North Korea until they abandon their nuclear weapons program. That followed an earlier announcement in Japan.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Mr. Pence has now arrived in the city where the Winter Olympics in South Korea are being held. He's leading the American delegation. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un also has arrived at the Olympics. Kim Yo-jong is the first member of the North Korean family, the ruling family, to visit since the early 1950s. This is VOA News. Court of Arbitration for Sport today dismissed dozens of appeals from Russian athletes as well as their coaches to participate in the Winter Olympics in South Korea. We get that story now from Reuters' Scarlett Svevanovich.
An independent tribunal has ruled dozens of Russian athletes caught in the Olympic doping scandal cannot compete at this year's Winter Games. The Court of Arbitration for Sport is the highest judicial body in the world for athletes and made the decision to dismiss 47 appeals from Russian athletes and coaches on the same day as the Games' opening ceremony. The Russians had appealed their exclusion from the Games by the International Olympic Committee over the 2014 Games doping scandal. The decision now puts an end to any hopes of a quick Olympic return. Team Russia as a whole is banned from the Games. The 169 Russians competing are technically independent athletes.
That is Reuters' Scarlett Svevanovich. Pakistan's Minister for Interior, Ahsan Iqbal, says the United States' attempt to cut Pakistan's military or civilian aid may lead to further complications in the relationship between the two countries. Two members of the U.S. House of Representatives say that Pakistan is a country knowingly providing resources for terrorists. Pakistan denies the charge and says their country has paid a heavy price for fighting against terrorists. At least 15 people were killed, several others injured during clan fighting this week in South Sudan. Some homes were set on fire, forcing villagers to flee to a nearby forest. One witness said the situation is terrible and he does not see any way out. The source of contention has been a land dispute between the two Boer clans. South Sudan has officially declared an end to the country's cholera epidemic, which erupted more than 18 months ago, infecting some 20,000 people, killing 436. That story from Lisa Schlein.
Aid agencies say enhanced surveillance alerted them to affected areas where rapid response teams were deployed to investigate and ferret out new cases. They say efforts made to provide clean water, promote good hygiene practices, and treat cholera patients were instrumental in containing the disease. A series of national vaccination campaigns last year was also critical in ending the outbreak. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, provided more than 2.2 million doses of oral cholera vaccine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Most survivors this week's strong earthquake in Taiwan escaped because they were on high floors of buildings that didn't collapse. As of Friday morning, 830 people had left the four collapsed buildings. 10 people had died. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.